All right. Well, definitely getting into Denver here last night today. Good football team. They're playing great. Well coached, solid team. Defensively, they do a lot of things well. They run well. A couple good pass rushers, cover well. They've made a lot of big plays. Third down stops, short yardage, goal line, red area, turnovers. They had them all at the right times. And they're real good on special teams. Good coverage team. Big kickers. The returners. Now, offensively, they do a good job of running the ball, getting it down the field. They have a lot of long passes. Again, they've made the big plays when they had to. Critical situations at the end of the game, fourth quarter, overtime, third down, all those kind of things. So they're at the top of their game, and hopefully their targets get to the top of ours by Sunday.
Bill, you mentioned their running game. I think they rank first in the NFL in terms of total rushing yards per game. What makes them effective in the run game?
Well, they have a lot of confidence in it. They call it. They call them. They don't get discouraged with it. They hang with it and try to get it worked out. Play's not going well. Get you a lot of different points of attack, different team runs. Of course, the quarterback has put up quite a few yards himself. Also, their option plays, speed option, dive option program, that type of thing. And so there's a lot of different ways they can get that rushing yard versus test your defense all the way across the board. From a pass rush, contain a quarterback standpoint, just playing the normal unblock-type plays, their kind of specialty plays, element of wildcat, quarterback scrambling, things like that. But they get you on a lot of different levels.
When you look at how the Patriots' run defense fared against the Redskins, what do you attribute some of the struggles there? I know you mentioned Washington obviously does a good job, but I was thinking more specifically from what the Patriots could have done better.
Definitely some things we could have done better. We talked about those yesterday in the meeting, and we're sure if we don't do a better job on them, we'll get them problems with it again this week. So we just got to do a better job. Coach it better, got to play better. To defend Washington ran against better than we did. I'm sure we'll see him again.
So when you have a quarterback who can run, not just sort of like get loose, but design runs, where does that stress the defense most?
Offensively, it just gives you an extra blocker somewhere. Or it takes a defender out. I don't know what formation it is. That really puts everybody in play, whereas on a normal run, the quarterback hands the ball off to somebody else and backs out of the play. So at the point he hands it off, quarterback offense that runs the ball, he has all of the 10 people who to block for him for him. Force the defense to the pass or go cover something, which drags the defender out of it. They kind of gain an extra player schematically.
So when you guys look at performance, the Broncos' performance of their offense in the fourth quarter, do you break that down and analyze it differently from the first three quarters? I mean, I don't know if the plays are different, but obviously the production is different.
I'd say, that's definitely something that we look at. Yeah, absolutely. We definitely look at that, how a team plays in the second half relative to the first half. How much do they repeat the same thing? How much do they change it? How much do they adjust their game plan? Definitely studying how only the 2 minutes at the end of the game sequence. We go over that every week.
Bill, given Tebow's style of play, is this the type of week where when you're, drawing up, I guess, your scout team, you go away from the idea of your backup quarterbacks playing him because maybe, it's so different that it would be better to put a receiver or even a running back in that sort of scout team quarterback role?
That's something we definitely have to talk about, yes. You know, the most important thing for our defense is to get a good look at as close to what the actual plays are going to look like as we can replicate them. So however we do that, whichever players we use to try to get that look, we'll definitely talk about that and try to do it as a way that gives the defense the best look at it.
Bill, when you looked at Tim coming out of college at the combine, and if you had any sit downs with him before the draft, what did you come away with him? What stood out for you the most about him, both as a quarterback and as an individual?
Well, we brought Tim in, had an all day with him here, in addition to, you know, our other interactions with him. He's an impressive young man, had great success in college, and all his attributes pretty well. And a strong guy, smart, works hard, great leader, great football.